Rotherham United, of course, currently in the market for a new manager after Neil Warnock has left, and they did make a manoeuvre for Alan Stubbs from Hibernian on the line with us right now from a Daily Record in Scotland. It's Mark McDougall joining us. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure, sir. Thank you very much for coming on. Obviously, you know a lot about what's been going on with Hibernian. You know a lot about what's happening with Alan Stubbs. Obviously, we've seen the statement on Hibernian's website. What's the latest as you know it right now?
Well, the statement is pretty much the latest as we know it. Stubbs has been allowed to go for talks with Rotherham. Originally, Hibs had turned down the original bid from Rotherham, but after talks with Stubbs, agreed to let him go speak to Rotherham. So it looks like he wants to go down there, and Rotherham would be getting a great manager in Alan Stubbs if he decided to take that job.
Yeah, he's performed very well with Hibernian, hasn't he? I mean, what is the kind of manager that Rotherham could potentially get if Alan decides to join the club?
You're getting a manager that he plays great attacking football. His players are always good on the ball, and he knows his tactical game as well. It could be argued that he's the only manager in Scotland this season that outfought and tactically outdone Mark Warburton and the Rangers. Quite often he changed the system just to play Rangers, and it worked pretty much every time. There's also a couple of times it didn't work, but the vast majority of the time he managed to get the better of Mark Warburton in the big games, and like in the Scottish Cup final. He changed the system to a 3-5-2, and it completely stopped the style of play that Mark Warburton wanted to play.
It's quite ironic you mentioned it's quite an attacking football from a centre-back as a manager. You know, you'd think he'd be a little bit more defensive, I guess, with his old duties in his mind. But it's interesting that he does play some very good attacking football. Obviously, the old Evertonian. He used to obviously play for Celtic, Sunderland and Derby as well, along with Bolton. So it'd be interesting to see how he would fit in the Championship. Is this a bit of a loss, though, for Scottish football if he does go?
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's a surprise to see him go from Hibs to Rotherham, and without any disrespect to Rotherham, Hibs are a massive club in Scotland. They've got one of the biggest budgets, but step up to the Championship is also too good to turn down. I know Rotherham were near the relegation zone last year, but with Alan Stubbs in charge, there's no reason why they can't comfortably finish mid-table in the Championship. He's got great contacts as well for players from Everton, from all the big clubs. From Celtic, he had a couple of loan players from Celtic this season that were massive for him, and Liam Henderson and Anthony Stokes. So if we could get players like that to join him at Rotherham as well, then there's no reason why they can't shoot up that table.
What would be the next step for Hibs then if he does decide to leave? Obviously, he's asked for permission to talk to Rotherham. He looks to be interested in the job. It's a shame if he does go, obviously, for Hibs, but what would be the next step for them?
I don't think anyone really knows what would be the next step, because obviously this is their third season in the Scottish Championship now, which is not good for a club that size. They might struggle to get a big name in charge, and they might need to go down a similar route to what they did with Alan Stubbs and get someone untested and get someone that wants to improve himself and use it as a stepping stone. There's not many managers available right now to get in the door that have been there and done it. One person that's been mentioned a few times is John Hughes, that just left Inverness Kilmarnock. But he's been at Hibs before and it didn't really work out, so I don't think anyone really knows which way Hibs are going to go just now.
It's very interesting up there. Obviously, Scottish football, you know, there's some great things happening up there, obviously, with Rangers, with Celtic. Obviously, they're going to be able to renew the old firm Derby as well. It's going to reignite a lot of passions with that. New manager coming into Celtic as well in Brendan Rodgers, former Premier League manager, of course. That's going to be interesting to see how he does. Hibs have been doing very, very well, haven't they? Because obviously, they're getting to the Scottish Cup final, which was fantastic. And, The scenes after were horrible, weren't they, really? And there's been some bans today, I understand, for some fans.
Yeah, the scenes after the game were something that nobody wants to see. Players were assaulted on the pitch, and it was horrible, but thankfully Hibs have come out and have banned some people. They don't mention how many people were banned, but there seems to be some action getting taken, so that's good to see, but it completely marred Hibs' victory. Yeah. Hibs have waited 114 years to win the Scottish Cup. It was something that was huge in Scottish football, but Hibs hadn't won it since 1902. And then some fans ruined it for the players and the vast majority of the fans who were well behaved.
And it's wonderful to have that trophy in the cabinet, isn't it? And obviously, I think getting something like that may attract another good name to the club, I guess, as a manager.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Hibs have got European football next season. And as I said, the one downside is that they're still in the Scottish Championship, but they do have European football. They've got Europa League football, which is huge for a club like Hibs. So they could attract a decent-sized manager, maybe from League One or the Championship down south, or even somebody that's in the lower half of the Scottish Premiership, because Hibs will have a big budget as well. It's arguably in the top six budgets in Scotland, and they're playing outside the top tier, so there's plenty there.
And obviously, you might have seen what he's been doing if you kept your eye on the Championship this season, but nothing's been sorted as of yet. Would you maybe fancy Steve Evans taking over?
I'm not sure if he would fancy a move back to Scotland. He's done a good job, obviously, at Leeds, and he's done a great job at Rotherham. But whether he would want to come up to the Scottish Championship or not is questionable. I know he would have been interested if Celtic wanted him, but I'm not sure if Hibs have the same draw for him.
Be interesting to see what happens with Steve. Obviously, that contract not sorted yet at Leeds United. The managerial merry-go-round is spinning like no tomorrow down there at the moment. It's absolutely unbelievable. Matt, thank you very much for joining us today. I think it's fair to say, just in a couple of words, you'd be pretty gutted if Alan goes?
Yeah, definitely. He's an extremely good manager, and it would be a loss for Scottish football if he left.
Absolute ringing endorsement for him turning up at Rotherham, though. Look, thank you very much for coming on today, mate. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Have a good day. See ya.